min, which indicates a portion of or some of. So literally, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and then follows it up with some, in terms of number, in terms of the amount, 6 days, sitin, min Shawwal, in other words, 6 days of the month of Shawwal. In other words, any 6 days. It doesn't have to be the first 6 days after Eid al-Fitr, from the second till the... فَكَأَنَّمَا صَامَ الدَّهْرَ كُلَّهُ. It will be as if they have fasted the whole year. And literally, in terms of reward, it will be as if we have fasted the whole year. Because 30 days, well, this year we fasted 29 days. We know that each good deed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms emphatically in the Holy Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings one good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it by 10. So 29 days would be 290 days. Even a year is, well, if you take each month, is 29.53 days. Times by 12 gives you about 354 days. So whether you have fasted 29 or 30 days, and you add to that 6 days of Shawwal, then in terms of reward, you would have fasted more than 354 days. Would have been as if you had fasted the whole year. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So, what are we waiting for? We want to maintain that shield of taqwa. Let us continue on this path of replenishing and rebuilding and maintaining. I think the key word here that we must all underline is maintaining. We want to maintain that spirituality in Ramadan. We can't just think of it as once a year experience. No, it's there for a purpose. It's not there just for a cultural convenience. No, it is there for a purpose. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you might shield yourselves from Allah's displeasure. Now the verses that I've chosen to speak about today, from Ali Imran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 14, all the way up to verse number 18. I'd like us to go through them systematically. The first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the adornment of the life of this world. Because I think that is the main difference between Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. Ramadan, we are focused on Salah, being in the masjid, reciting Quran, fasting, of course, because it's obligatory. Everything else is optional. But because of the fasting, we find ourselves that it's so much easier. Because we are conscious of Allah for 11, 12 hours a day whilst we are fasting, automatically we have this raghba, this desire to continue that consciousness, coming to the masajid, making Salat al-Taraweeh, reciting Quran in the daytime, spending of our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Ramadan leaves us that honorable and noble guest. We greeted that honorable and noble guest just the other day. We said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Illa liqa. Until our next meeting. Allah grant us many more Ramadans. Ameen. And now, what happens? There's no more compulsory fasting. And life is back to normal. People are not making that extra effort now to stand up for suhoor. And perhaps even, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid that we should leave the nobility of the believer, which is tahajjud salah. I'lam ya Muhammad, anna sharaf al-mu'mini qiyamul layl. What did Jibreel alayhi salam say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Know this, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the nobility of the believer lies in what? Lies in the night prayer. Alhamdulillah, we've covered that. So coming back into the rest of the year, besides Ramadan, the focus is now shifted away from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with siyam and qiyam. And it goes back to what? It goes back to the dunya. Because that is what we were chasing before Ramadan. That's all we could think about before Ramadan, generally speaking. Generally speaking. وَكُلُّ وَاحَدٍ أَدْرَى بِنَفْسِهِ And everybody knows themselves better than anybody else. So you be the judge of yourself. I'm certainly not here to judge anybody. And I'm speaking to myself first. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Nabi Musa? في أثره القدسي يا موسى لا ترى عيب غيرك ما دام فيك عيب والمرء لا يخلو من عيب أبدا O Musa, O Moses, do not see the shortcomings of another person as long as there are shortcomings within yourself. And so, كل واحد أدرى بنفسي. Everybody knows themselves better than anybody else. But we see, it's a reality. We live in an extremely competitive society, materially. People are chasing the dunya. And we all know that this is, as the Prophet ﷺ has described it, as immediate poverty. من أصبح وهمه الدنيا جعل الله الفقر بين عينيه. The person that wakes up in the morning only thinking about فلوس, paisa, money, material possessions, then Allah puts poverty in front of their eyes. Why? Because no matter how much they attain of this world, they'll never be satisfied because they will always want more. Alhamdulillah, the Ramadan comes, the focus shifts away from the dunya, and Alhamdulillah, صيام قيام قراءة القرآن والإنفاق في سبيل الله رب العزة والجلال والإكرام. Outside of Ramadan, focus back onto the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say about this dunya? This dunya that we are preferring over everything else. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا. Allah says, nay, you prefer the life of this world. والآخرة خير وأبقى. Yet the hereafter is better and longer lasting. So okay, why did we fast Ramadan? For taqwa. For what is taqwa? For the dunya? Are we going to live in the world forever? We're here for a short time. Taqwa is the provision that is required for the eternal journey into the akhirah. Al-hayatu kalamh al-basr. Life is like the blink of an eyelid. As for the akhirah, khalidina fiha abada. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaat al-Muslimin, He has granted us this provision of taqwa. Listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said to Abi Dharr, Ya Abi Dharr, jadid al-safina fa inna al-bahar amiq wa akthir al-zad fa inna al-safara tawil wa akhlis al-amal fa inna al-naqida basir wa khaffif al-himla fa inna al-aqabata ka'ud. He said, Oh Abu Dharr, Abu Dharr, he said, renew the boat for the ocean is deep. You see the boats there in Cork Bay and Hout Bay and Simonstown, they're constantly having to renew the boats. Why? Because if you don't maintain that boat and you're out at sea and it springs a leak, it fills with water, it sinks and everybody drowns. So renew the boat. And what is the renewal of the boat? The boat are our good deeds. وَأَكْثِرِ الزَّادِ And take enough provision for you. فَإِنَّ السَّفَرَ تَوِيلِ Because the journey is long. And what provision is he speaking about? Allah establishes it in the Holy Quran. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى And gather up the provision, for indeed the best provision, the most important provision, is Allah consciousness. So we're not fasting Ramadan for the dunya. We're chasing the dunya, we fast Ramadan, then we get all that taqwa and we use the taqwa to go and chase the dunya again? It doesn't make sense. Taqwa is a shield to shield ourselves from allowing or to shield our hearts from being overtaken by the love of this dunya. Because this heart hasn't been made for the dunya. The heart has been made for Allah. In other words, for the remembrance of Allah, for the love of Allah. Ya Musa, ma ahabbani man ahabba ad-dunya fa innahu la yas'u qalbun wahidun hubbi wa hubbaha abada. O Musa, he does not love me, he who loves the dunya. Because the love of me and the love of the dunya cannot be joined together in the same heart. We fill our hearts with the love of the dunya, the love of Allah leaves. So that taqwallah is not for the dunya, it's for the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 14, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ that beautified and adorned for mankind is the love for those things which they desire. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. We have been, especially for us as men, مَا تَرَكْتُ فِتْنَةً أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I have not left a trial greater and more difficult to pass on men than the trial of women. So it is of the natural inherent nature of a man to desire a woman. And this is beautified and adorned for him. So adorned for mankind. The love for the desire for woman and for children, to have a family, get married, raise children. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة, and to hoard up gold and silver, wealth. So woman, children, wealth. والخيل المسومة, and fine branded horses. Okay, nowadays it's fine branded horsepower. That's what we're looking. We're not looking for horses anymore. Now we want horsepower. You know, same thing. Same thing. والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. والأنعام and cattle, والحرث and tilled land, fertile land. In other words, this is the description of the dunya that has been adorned for us to desire. That is the test. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. It is Allah who has created death and life in order to test you whom of you are best in. Accumulation of the dunya? No, in deeds. Who of you are best in good deeds? It's the dunya. The dunya has been placed here for what? Subhanallah. Even there, the dunya, we're speaking about Ramadan, is certainly fasting, siyam wal qiyam, it's for the akhirah. Even the dunya is for the akhirah. Even the dunya, the money that has been placed in our care, is supposed to be used to get to Jannah. The dunya has not been given to us for the dunya. Otherwise we would have lived forever. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكُ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. And desire with that which Allah has granted you the hereafter. Make use of your dunya to attain your akhirah. But then he says, وَلَا تَنْصَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But don't forget your portion of this world. In other words, you have to go and work. You, especially we as, and I speak to myself first, as husbands and fathers, we are the designated breadwinners. We have to go out there and seek for our lawful sustenance, our lawful income, to take care of our dependents. And this is a great ibadah. The best coin a man can spend, أفضل دينار ينفقه الرجل دينار ينفقه على عياله. The best coin that a man can spend is a coin that he spends on his dependents. So desire with that which Allah has granted you of the dunya, desire the akhirah. Use it for the akhirah. And don't forget your portion of this world with which you must house, clothe and feed your dependents. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good as Allah has been good to you. وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And don't cause mischief in this earth. In other words, don't use that which Allah has given you to cause mischief. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah loves not the mischief makers. So even the dunya has been given to us for the akhirah. Everything is for the akhirah. Nothing is for the dunya. Why? Because the dunya is faniyah. The dunya is temporal. And this is the greatest deception for the shaitan, to confuse us about the dunya and to confuse us about Allah, in order that we should live in this world as if we're going to live forever. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'dallahi haqq, fala tughrannakum al-hayatu ad-dunya wa la yughrannakum billahi al-gharur. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكون من أصحاب السعير. O mankind, indeed the promise of Allah is true. So do not be deceived by the life of this world. And do not be deceived about Allah by the chief deceiver. Indeed, shaitan is for you an enemy, so take him as your enemy. Indeed, he calls his followers to dwell with him in the fire. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. May Allah save us from the fire. So there's that potential for us to be deceived, that we should end up living and working and struggling and striving and persevering in this world for this world, when we know that this world is faniya. Faniya? Fan. Not fun, although we're having lots of fun. It is fan. Kullu man alayha fan. Everyone will perish. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only Allah will remain. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everything will perish. And only the essence of Allah will remain. We know this. We know that we're all going to die. But yet we continue to live in this world, for this world, as if we're going to live forever. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a deception. This has all been adorned for us as a trial and a test. And that's why at the end after he says that adorned for mankind is the love for those things which they desire, of women and children and wealth and horses or horsepower and cattle and tilled land. And then what does he say? ذَلِكَ مَتَّاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That's the enjoyment of the life of this world. وَاللَّهُ عَنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. But Allah has with him the best return. In other words, what Allah is keeping for you in the hereafter, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. You prefer the life of this world, but the hereafter is better and longer lasting. Then in verse number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ. Should I not inform you of something that is better than that? Better than your love for the desire of all these things of this world, of all this enjoyment that we consider to be so important in this world. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should I not inform you of that which is better than all of this? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. For those who have shielded themselves. What are we doing in Ramadan? Building the shield, replenishing, maintaining, reconstructing, panel beating that shield of taqwa. Before I say something, is Allah going to be pleased? Yes, Bismillah. Before I do something, is Allah going to be pleased? Yes, Bismillah. If no, Astaghfirullah for even thinking about it in the first place. This is how we are supposed to be living. And this is what Ramadan is all about. Reconscientizing us, making us again aware and conscious and careful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is better than all of this enjoyment? قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. For those who have shielded themselves. Not just in the month of Ramadan. You know, that's the filling station. From Ramadan to Ramadan to Ramadan to Ramadan. Until eventually, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us from this world. Takes us from the life of this world into the life of the hereafter. Into the barzakh, into that time barrier, from where there will be no return. So there's no time for procrastination, because you and I could die today, if not tomorrow, if not in a week's time or a month's time or a year's time, or any many more days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us on this dunya. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste the death. May Allah grant us all long life in His obedience. Ameen. So what is better than all of this enjoyment of the dunya? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. For those who have shielded themselves. When every time you hear that, I want you to think about Ramadan. I want you to look forward to the next Ramadan. لو تعلمون ما في رمضان لتمنيتم أن تكون سنة كلها رمضان. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you had to know what is in the month of Ramadan, you would have wished for the whole year to be Ramadan. Why? Because as long as it's Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We are shielding ourselves. We are conscious. We are mindful. We are careful. But this is the test, you see. It's only 1 month. And for the other 11 months, that shield that we have replenished and rebuilt, we have to now maintain, we have to persevere, we have to keep it alive, that consciousness, that carefulness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the remaining 11 months until the next Ramadan. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Better than all of this temporal stuff. The wives and the children and the gold and the silver and the horses and the horsepower and the tilled land and the cap. Better than all of this dunya. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. والله بصير بالعباد. Don't forget. والله بصير بالعباد. For those who have shielded themselves, they will have gardens under which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will abide in there eternally. What does that mean to you and me? Forever and ever. What does that mean? Allah, we can't even. عَدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared for my pious servants in paradise eternally of delight that which no eye has ever seen, and that which no ear has ever heard, and that which no heart has ever imagined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best description in the Quran, mutlaqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. In paradise, you will have whatever your heart desire. I mean, can you imagine if whatever your heart desire, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and whatever you ask for, you'll have it forever. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ رَحِيمٍ. As an entertainment, you will be the eternal guest of the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our focus, Jamaatul Muslimin. Our focus. We are focusing on the wrong things. We are working and striving and struggling and persevering for the wrong things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ, and purified spouses. وَرِدْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and the pleasure of Allah. Allahu Akbar. That we will only understand when we get there. May Allah make us of those who are the inhabitants of Jannah. Ameen. When they enter Jannah, and then Allah will ask them, أَرَضِيتُمْ, are you satisfied? And then they, may Allah make us of them. Ameen. Inshallah, we will say, كيف لا نرضى وقد أعطيتنا كل شيء. How can we not be pleased when you've given us everything we could have hoped for? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift all the veils between us and him. And the Prophet then says in the hadith, فَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ. Allah will give us his pleasure, and then we will see our Lord, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, like you see the moon on the night when it is full. Something beyond our imagination. But something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the muttaqeen. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared for who? Prepared for the muttaqeen, for those who have shielded themselves from Allah's displeasure. وأزواج مطهرة وردوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد. And Allah is all seeing of what you are doing. So there's no like, you know, Ramadan, Allah is watching. But Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, you know, Allah is not taking note. لا. It's even more important now. Why? Because the shayateen were tied up, the afarit, the big shayateen were tied up. in Ramadan, now they've been set free again. So now even more so, we have to be more careful and more conscious. I spoke about it on Eid Day. What was the biggest problem? When it came to the mistake that was made by our father and our mother, Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, in the garden, it wasn't that they forgot that they were not supposed to eat from the tree. Because Iblis even reminded them himself. He said, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Your Lord didn't prevent you from this tree, except for the fact that if you eat from this tree, you'll become like two angels or you'll be granted eternal life. Because the wrong, most of the time, the wrong that we do, we know that we're doing it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us never to transgress His boundaries and never to disobey Him, never to disobey Him knowingly. So it's not that we forget that it's haram. But you know what we forget? Just like Adam and Hawa alayhi as-salam, we forget that the one who is inviting us to that haram is our open enemy. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked them, He said to them, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Did I not say to you? Did I not prohibit you from this tree, from eating from this tree? They didn't forget that. وَلَقَدْ عَهِدَنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِي. Allah says, we took a covenant with Adam and he forgot. What did he forget? He forgot. وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And did I not say to you that shaitan is for you an open enemy? So inside Ramadan, those big shayateen tied up. That's why you see, mashallah, the masajid are full. You see people, mashallah, those who perhaps are lackadaisical outside of Ramadan, in Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. Fasting, siyam, walqiyam, salat al-taraweeh, on their best behavior. Not engaging in all these wrong deeds. The shayateen are then released. Go and whisper. The man didn't forget that he's not supposed to do that. He's not supposed to do this. He's not supposed to cheat and lie and defraud and steal. But what did he forget? He forgot that shaitan is an enemy. So when shaitan whispered and adorned his actions for him, he just fell for the joke. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us and guide us all. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhina yaqulun, those that say, Rabbana, O our Lord, innana amanna, indeed we have believed. Faghfir lana, so forgive us. Faghfir lana dhunubana, forgive us our sins. Waqina adhab an-nar, and save us from the hellfire. As-sabirina, these people who have shielded themselves, who are they? As-sabirina, was-sadiqina, wal-qanitina, وَالْمُنْفِقِينَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ. They are those who have persevered in the obedience of Allah, persevered in abstaining from Allah's disobedience, persevered in the time of difficulty, trial and tribulation. Those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, those who have stood for prayer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have spent of their wealth in the path of Allah, and those who have sought the forgiveness of Allah in the early hours of the morning. And then the last verse, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. How are we going to become of these muttaqeen? With consistency, not just in Ramadan. You know how we're going to do it? Look at this verse. Go and look it up. Chapter number 3, verse number 18. Allah bears witness that there is none worthy of worship except Him and the angels and those endowed with knowledge, who established the truth with justice. La ilaha illa huwa, there is no God but He, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, the Almighty, the Wise. So what does this mean, Jamaat al-Muslimin? It means that we need to get busy learning more of the deen of Allah, learning more about Allah, learning more about halal and haram, about haqq and batil, so that we can be more aware. When the shaitan comes to whisper and we know it is haram, what do we say? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We shield ourselves with that shield of taqwa that we have attained in the month of Ramadan. We shield ourselves from our enemies. Iblis wa nafsu wa dunya wal hawa, ya Rabbi innaka ala al khalasi qadiru. From Iblis, our lower selves, our whims and our fancies, and the material trapping itna. بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتْنًا كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Trials and tribulations are coming like a dark night. Make haste in doing good deeds, because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. A person will wake up in the morning as a believer and go to bed as a disbeliever. Or go to bed as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. In the one riwayah, إِلَّا مَنْ أَحْيَاهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعِلْمِ. Except the one whom Allah revives with knowledge. Make some time for knowledge. The poet says, وَيَجْلُو مَا بِعَيْنِكَ مِنْ غِشَاهَا وَيَهْدِيكَ الطَّرِيقَ إِذَا ضَلَلْتَ. Knowledge will lift the veil from our eyes. In other words, we will see the dunya for what it really is. لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. If the dunya and everything in it was worth more to Allah than the wing of a mosquito, Allah wouldn't have given the disbelievers one drop of water. But we're only going to be able to understand that with knowledge. Let us make time to go and sit in the halaqa, whether it be in the masjid, or maybe download something from the internet, something beneficial, something about the Quran. We just come out of the month of the Quran. That which guides to that which is most upright, that which can keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, huwa hablullahi mateen, that which is going to keep us connected with the indestructible rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is how we are going to, inshallah ta'ala, maintain, even outside this month of Ramadan, this shield of taqwa, the shield of Allah consciousness, by us learning more about our Creator and about the last and final messenger sent by our Creator to us, that we might stay steadfast on that Sirat al-Mustaqim ila Jannatin Na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل. نصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهادي حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظمت جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث، ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. قل أأنبئكم بخير من ذلكم؟ للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد. صدق الله العظيم. فنحن الآن يا أخوة الأفاضل قد خرجنا من شهر رمضان، من شهر التقوى والإيمان، فما نحن فاعلون؟ والرسول صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه قد حثنا على صيام ست من شوال، فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه بست من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر كله. ولكن ما وراء ذلك يا أخوتي الأفاضل؟ وراء ذلك أن نستمر على هذا المثال، جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار، أي إذا استمرينا على هذا المنوال لوجدنا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يدخلنا الجنة يوم القيامة خالدين فيها أبدا. فنسأل الله تعالى أن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يثبتنا على صراطه المستقيم إلى جنات النعيم. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن والمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم. ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا